I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Welcome to KC Currents. We use stories and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. And now we're live so we can take your calls on some of the big issues in our community. This morning, a Kansas group is launching a petition to remove a statue from the Overland Park Arboretum. It's a bronze sculpture of a headless, mostly nude woman taking a selfie. Accept or Reject is the work of Chinese artist Yu Zhang. This is a second go-around for the petition against the sculpture. Last year, a grand jury dismissed the case after a one-day hearing. The American Family Association of Kansas and Missouri claimed that the Johnson County District Attorney improperly steered the jury and rushed through the process. The group successfully pushed for a new Kansas law, changing the way grand juries address petitions. So today, the American Family Association is once again gathering signatures to get the statue removed. Today on KC Currents, we're going to talk about nudity and art through the ages and what's considered appropriate for children. Call us with your thoughts at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. But first, we talked to Philip Cosby, a spokesman for the American Family Association of Kansas and Missouri. He shares his group's perspective on the statue. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What exactly now has changed with the new Kansas state law that gives petitioners a greater role and a stronger role in this grand jury process?
Well, beginning with these are 15 people who are selected that really have no law enforcement or legal background, perhaps, for the most part. They're average people. But now they are randomly selected, not handpicked by the district attorney. The next one is when they come into that room and those 15 people look at each other and say, gee, we're a grand jury, what is it we're supposed to do? That was usually the very vulnerable point at which the DA would walk into the room and say, hi, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. And let me help you get you home quick, and we'll dispense with this. And usually that was the place where they said, gee, yeah, be our legal counsel. I said, okay, he would say, or she would say, and off they'd go. And the engineering of the outcome was set. Now the law is that when those 15 people come into a room, that the first person that they must hear is the petitioner and their attorney, and to ask the question, why did you do this? Why the petition? What is the question before us? And we actually get to make our case. Not just make our case, but also instill into them as to who they are, the historical significance of their autonomous, independent authority that is only second to the legislature, that no judge, no jury can walk in here or be present in this room unless you allow it, and that they get to understand that there was something wrong a year ago that the Kansas legislature saw, and they're going to shut the door on the DA, and they are authorized to hire their own independent counsel and their own independent investigators at their schedule, and that they can proceed with a thorough investigation and hear whomever they will as far as this case goes. And, of course, I, being the petitioner this time, would submit to them a list of witnesses, of subject matter experts in this case, as far as early childhood development, law enforcement, the Arts Council people. And I had those before, but they were never heard.
I wonder what your sort of visceral reaction was to seeing the sculpture.
Well, it's a shocking piece. There's no doubt about it. This woman has been abused, cut up. I mean, she's physically cut. Her clothes are torn. It's a violent scene of this headless 9-foot bronze. The artist, the Chinese artist, does explain quite correctly that it is a broken woman, that she has lost her identity with her headlessness, and she's fractured and is in a very dark place, and she's showing herself to the world. Now, a 7-year-old can't quite wrap its mind around that kind of a concept, and it might have a teachable moment in an adult venue, where if you were to go and talk about the dangers of sexting and where it brought this woman to in her despair, but it's not something that you place in a garden where all the children are running up and down the paths and that they're shocked at what they're seeing as well. They're embarrassed by it.
And